So I'm in the office with Bea Johnson here at the United Nations in Geneva, and Bea Johnson is the zero waste guru, and she is going to tell us what her take is on my office and my workspace. I'm just describing it to you quickly. It's got a computer screen, it's got a laptop, it's got a fair amount of clutter and a lot of paper there, and I wonder what your take is initially, how I could use less waste.
Well, first I want to congratulate you for having a very healthy snack. He's got a bowl of fruit here, which is very healthy.
Can I say that was a plant, that one?
Was it?
Yeah.
But because fruit is packaged in its own natural packaging, and you have a banana which has traveled, obviously, to get here. The problem, though, is I do not see a composting bin. So
I've got a paper recycling bin down there.
Your peels would not go in the paper recycling, so that's kind of an issue.
My vegetable peelings? No, I don't suppose they would. That is an issue. Okay. Let's talk about your approach to waste and zero waste. You, your husband, and two kids produce just 1 liter of waste a year. Now, how much of a challenge is that in the 21st century in a country you live in, the States, I believe?
It's really no longer a challenge for us. We've been doing this for almost 10 years. So for us, the zero waste lifestyle is completely normal. It's automatic. It's easy. There is a lot to gain. And not only is it good for the environment, obviously, as you can imagine, but living a zero waste lifestyle is also good for your health because you eliminate all toxic products from your life. For example, I no longer clean with cleaning products that I would buy from the store, but with white vinegar. On my face, the makeup you see, it's actually cacao powder on my cheeks.
Which chocolate powder on your cheeks? Really? Well, you've got glowing cheeks, I have to say.
Thank you.
Let's just talk about that, because you actually wash your hair, or at least used to, with apple cider vinegar. Is that right? And your husband didn't really like that.
So I tested a lot of things, of course, because there was no guide on how to live a zero waste lifestyle when I got started. So I had to test a lot of different things, and I went through extremes indeed. When I was trying to find a solution for shampoo, I heard about the no poo, which is sprinkling baking soda on your hair, washing it with apple cider vinegar. But after 6 months of doing this, I ended up with frizzy ends. Not only did I not look good, but also it was, let's say, I just smelled like vinaigrette. So yeah, my husband was kind of turned off by that.
So what do you put your husband through this as well as yourself? How about your kids? Let's talk about the kids, because this is an adult decision. Is it fair on them? I mean, we live in a consumerist society. Are they not the odd ones out at school? You know, you talk about wearing secondhand clothes. I have nothing against that. But, you know, there's a lot of branding going on. There's a lot of pressure.
Do I look like I'm dressed secondhand from head to toe?
I think that came out all wrong. I should maybe ask that question again. No, of course you don't.
This is exactly one of the misconceptions. People think that maybe we're going to look different, we're going to be weird, but we're not. We live a very normal life. The zero waste lifestyle is based on 5 rules. It's refusing the things that we do not need, reducing the things that we do actually need, reusing by swapping anything disposable for a reusable alternative, and buying secondhand if we need to buy something. Then recycling what we cannot, refuse, reduce, and reuse, and finally rotting the rest.
Okay, it certainly is very, very important, but I'm just wondering, is it not just a token gesture? Is it not just a first world problem?
To me, anyone has something to gain with this lifestyle. I've been invited to speak about my lifestyle in Brazil to present it as the lifestyle of the future. I've been contacted by lots of countries in Africa for the same thing. They want me to go over there and tell these people, wait, don't make the same mistake that we've made in the US, because now we're trying to undo things. And there is a lot to gain with the zero waste lifestyle. And that's what I really want people to understand. And it is my vocation today, really, to shatter the misconceptions associated with this lifestyle.
Well, I wish I could apply the same philosophy to my office. I hope I haven't shocked you too much. Bea Johnson, I wish you all the best.
All right, add that little composting bin here and you'll be set. Thank you so much.